always sort of thought it was me when I'm walking down the sidewalk or I'm at a theater or in a restaurant or standing in line and I see people talking on their phone more. I thought maybe I was just being more observant, but the reality is it is happening more and people are getting more and more mad about it, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I mean, the data is really mixed, though. It's fascinating. If you look at the way people's attitudes have changed over the last 3 to 5 years, for instance, in a place like this, 3 years ago, it would have annoyed you a whole lot more that people were talking on phones around you in movies and in restaurants. And we've kind of made some peace with that as the devices have just gotten more ubiquitous. But you're absolutely right. You notice it in others, but I bet you do it too.
I do it all the time. You're right. So what's the most fascinating thing that came from this data?
92% of people want others to have better mobile etiquette. That 92% isn't some unknown other. It's actually all of us. So we need to kind of hold ourselves to our own standards.
So there's a guy right there on his BlackBerry.
Well, you know, that's part of the interesting thing. You know, technology itself isn't actually rude or polite. It's how we use it. So if you're not actually bothering the people around you, you're probably okay. But if you are, then it's time to think twice.
Well, but he was on his BlackBerry, checking his email or whatever, typing away, not being observant of where he's going or who's in his path.
But there's also a difference between good manners and common sense, right?
I mean, yes.
It is, you know, a piece where you absolutely want to say, there are things you shouldn't do because they're dangerous,
yeah.
They're foolish, they're unhealthy, they're unhygienic.
Right.
As opposed to there are things that you do that upset other people, that make other people uncomfortable, that create kind of discord and disharmony, which is always, you know, your particular kind of
very
area.
Much so. Although I think unhygienic marries with etiquette when it comes to people using mobile devices in public bathrooms.
In the bathroom,
and
yeah.
I'll say, you know, public bathroom or not, let's just go with no across the board on usage in the bathroom, please.
So what did your data find? How many people are using these things in public restrooms?
48%, which still is a little gross, I think.
As much as there's issues about changing ideas about good manners, changing ideas about etiquette, I think we're also still trying to work out where these things are going to fit in our lives. I mean, it's really easy to think it's been around forever, but frankly, you know, smartphones like that are less than 3 to 5 years old for most of us who are regular consumers, and I think we're still sort of working out what's right and what's wrong with them.
I'm sorry, I was only half listening. I was checking my email. I'm kidding. Well, so overall, what's the finding? It's just that we, as you said, we're all doing it, and we've grown more used to others doing it, and I guess we've sort of found a way to cope with...
I think there's a couple of things, and I know Anna's probably got a slightly different list. For me, the list, I'm going to confiscate that from you in a second.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
For me, I think the list is... These are things that are in flux, right? You know, how we think about our relationships to technology, what we use it for, where it fits in our lives. Those are rules that we're still mapping. And it's going to take us a little while before they kind of settle out.
Absolutely. I mean, because the bottom line is this technology is allowing you to connect with people that you do business with, people that you care about. And that side, I think, is fantastic. That 92% of Americans who wish that people used better etiquette with their mobile devices, that to me says that, yes, we're seeing it, but we also care about continuing to shift it to something better.
And there's always a bit of space between the things we say we do and the things we're actually doing. And the study is, for me, firmly in that area, right? We're upset that other people do it, but clearly the data says we're doing it ourselves too, and sort of playing that out is always fascinating.
It's fascinating stuff, and it's certainly going to change the way I use my phone. And I promise I am not going to use this in a public bathroom.
Excellent. We'd like to hear that.